In this training video, we will talk about fixed versus growth mindset. Our mindset is what makes us optimistic or pessimistic. It shapes our attitude and it is the ultimate factor which determines our success or failure. The theories we have about our own intelligence have a significant impact on our motivation, effort, and approach to challenges. If we believe we can get smarter, we understand that determination makes us stronger. We therefore put in extra time and effort, which leads to higher achievements. If, on the other hand, we constantly try to prove ourselves that are insensitive to being wrong or making mistakes, our confidence gets destroyed. We feel anxious and we are vulnerable to setbacks and criticism. Over 30 years ago, Stanford psychologist Carol Dweck created the term fixed mindset and growth mindset to describe the underlying beliefs people have about learning and intelligence. In the fixed mindset, you believe that your basic qualities like your intelligence or talent are carved in stone. Because you believe that talent alone creates success, you can't simply accept to be lacking in these most basic characteristics, which creates an urge to prove yourself over and over and to showcase your intelligence or talent instead of further developing it. Your entire focus is on performance and proving your ability. A growth mindset, on the other hand, creates a passion for learning rather than a hunger for approval. If you have a growth mindset, you believe that the hand you're dealt is just the starting point for development. You believe that your basic qualities are things you can cultivate through your efforts and practice, and that your talents and abilities can be improved and developed. You thrive on challenge and see failure not as evidence of unintelligence, but as a stepping stone for growing and for stretching your existing abilities. In fact, you don't see yourself as failing, you see yourself as learning. Your focus is on the process you follow and improving your ability. Let's compare the two mindsets side by side along with some examples. A fixed mindset considers intelligence as static, whereas a growth mindset considers intelligence as something that can be developed. For example, a fixed mindset is interested in proving things. If I make a mistake, it proves that I'm dumb. Versus a growth mindset that is interested in improving things. If I make a mistake, I know that I need to put in more effort to improve my skills. A fixed mindset is avoiding challenges and things, it wasn't my fault or I'm too busy. Versus a growth mindset that is embracing challenges and things, I was wrong or next time I need to work smarter. A fixed mindset is giving up easily as it focuses on problems. Versus a growth mindset that is persisting in the face of setbacks as it focuses on solutions. A fixed mindset is seeing effort as fruitless and thinks, why change? Versus a growth mindset that is seeing effort as fruitful and the path to mastery, and is interested in exploring a better way. A fixed mindset is ignoring useful negative feedback and is finding an excuse to justify situations. Versus a growth mindset that is learning from criticism and is keen to find ways to improve. A fixed mindset is feeling threatened by the success of others and thinks, I would be as good, if not better, if I was as lucky as them. Versus a growth mindset that finds lessons and inspiration in the success of others and thinks, I'm good and I can learn from other people's success. People with fixed mindsets might plateau early and achieve less than their full potential. In other words, they stop. People with growth mindsets reach ever higher levels of achievements and have a greater sense for free will. Or in other words, they start again and again and again. People with this mindset don't believe that anyone can be anything. For example, that anyone with proper motivation or education can become Einstein or Beethoven. But they do believe that a person's true potential will be revealed after years of passion, work, training, and learning. Our mindset starts to shape in childhood and continues to develop throughout our adult life. But although people may differ in their initial talents and skills, interests, or temperaments, we can change our mindset to achieve success and fulfillment at any stage of our life. Except for a few extreme cases, nobody's mindset is totally of one type or the other. In fact, we show different mindsets in different situations, depending on how we formed our belief about those particular abilities. But your fixed beliefs are what's holding you back from making positive changes. So, what is the best way to get started with your mindset revolution? Let's go through a few ways to develop a growth mindset. Acknowledge your fixed mindset in action. Now, unfortunately, fixed mindset tendencies in ourselves don't come with a label attached to them. But they do reveal themselves when we are about to quit trying or avoiding something that we know is good for us. These are the moments that we suddenly feel bored, tired, anxious, or uncomfortable and want to stop trying or taking the necessary action. Now, these feelings may indeed be valid, but before you take them at face value and give in to them, assume a growth mindset and honestly question your reaction to that particular situation. If it is your fixed mindset at work, then plan around these situations by breaking your goals into smaller pieces and giving yourself a reasonable amount of time to accomplish them. Find your sense of purpose. If you work with a purpose, keep the end goal in mind and always look at the big picture, you have the motivation to keep going. You will never be completely finished learning, so set new goals for every goal you accomplished, in line with your ultimate purpose, of course. Now, small personal learning goals help you accomplish the long-term goals you set out to do. To support these goals with daily habits, it can be helpful to write down two things you will start doing every week for each of your goals. Mind your own business. Focus on improving your skills for your own benefit rather than worrying about what other people think about you. In fact, you might be surprised to learn how little others probably actually think about you. Everyone has enough to occupy their own mind as well as their own insecurities. When you are more concerned about getting approval from other people than about learning new skills, you are giving up your own potential to grow. Make this your daily motto. What other people are thinking about you is none of your business. Learning is brain training. The brain is not fixed. Recent advances in neuroscience has shown us that the brain is far more flexible than what we ever thought. Research on brain plasticity has shown how connectivity between neurons can change with experience. With practice, neural networks grow new connections, strengthen existing ones, and build insulations that speed transmissions of impulses. In other words, the more you learn, the more you are training your brain to act a certain way and make various connections. We can increase our neural growth by the actions we take, such as using good strategies, asking questions, practicing, and following good nutrition and sleep habits. Other things you can do to get started with your mindset revolution is process instead of performance. Just because you need to improve in an area does not mean you have failed. It means that you are on the right track. You're just not quite there yet. Thomas Edison, the famous inventor and businessman, brought it to the point in a 1921 interview with the American magazine. He said, after we had conducted thousands of experiments on a certain project without solving the problem, one of my associates expressed discouragement over having failed to find out anything. I assured him that we had learned something. For we had learned for a certainty that the things couldn't be done that way, and that we would have to try some other way. Now, with that comment, Thomas Edison definitely valued improving rather than proving. Action over ability is another thing you can do. Stop believing in your limitations. For example, if you think that you simply suck in being organized, that you are a natural procrastinator, and that there is no help for you, then you are very much limiting your personal development and waste a good part of your life simply by not trying to improve. If we put an emphasis on making an effort and taking action to achieve something, rather than the end result, we encourage more action and eventually success. Develop grit is another great thing. Nothing worth doing comes quickly and easily. Grit is your passion for something you wish to accomplish plus your long-term commitment to achieve it. In order to accomplish your long-term goals, you have the grit to keep you motivated and on track. Now, the key to developing and cultivating grit is to regularly self-assess your efforts, journaling your thoughts and knowing what you stand for. Grit is about having internal control to use your top strength, to hang in there, to accomplish what you set out to do and be in charge of your emotions. Grit encourages you to try new approaches and ways of looking at things, to overcome setbacks and challenges along the way. Also, turn challenges into opportunities. Think of learning as a joyful and constructive process, rather than a chore that exposes your shortcomings. Embarking on a new challenge may be frightening because it also possesses a risk of failure. This might lead to avoiding the challenges and continuing down the usual path, holding on to excuses that you tell yourself so you can remain in your comfort zone. But the truth is that you are avoid a challenge, and if you do that, you rob yourself from opportunities to learn and grow. So make challenges your new ally on your leadership journey. Here are a few more strategies for your mindset revolution. Learn from your past mistakes. On the surface, some mistakes might seem like the end of the world. However, below the surface, they present you with the perfect opportunity to learn, to grow, and to improve yourself. Now, mistakes are valuable. However, for them to be of value, you must first see them as a beneficial and critical part of your life that you cannot avoid. Instead, you must embrace them with an open heart and an open mind. Who knows, your biggest mistakes could end up turning into your most glamorous victories, as long as you are open to learning and growing from the experience. To learn from past mistakes, think about what actually worked, so you can do more of it. What didn't work, so you can do them differently. And what needs improvement, so you can do them better next time. Now, without comparing yourself to another person, you can actually also learn from their mistakes. When you witness somebody make a mistake, put yourself in their shoes for a moment, pretend that it was you making the mistake, and try to learn from it firsthand. And last but not least, you have to accept that feedback is the breakfast for champions. As far as learning is concerned, feedback is a valuable tool and if it is used well, can be a huge advantage. If you have an area of weakness and someone is able to point that out to you, think of it as a gift that makes you aware of your area of improvement so you can focus on them. It is important to not take constructive criticism personally. Often people are trying to help and are therefore doing you a favor. A few things to consider when receiving feedback are to be attentive to what the other person is saying by not interrupting. Show tolerance when people are not very good at giving tactful feedback. Ask for specific examples so you are clear on what the feedback is actually about. Get a second or third opinion so you can measure feedback against evidence. Show gratitude to any feedback regardless of whether it is negative or positive. In order to develop a growth mindset, you have to be willing and committed to changing your beliefs about what you are able to do. You cannot stay wrapped up in the idea that you were born with all your talents and abilities and have no room to grow. The view you adapt for yourself profoundly affects the way you live your life. It can determine whether you become the person you want to be and whether you accomplish the things you value. And it is your daily actions that support and over time change the perception of yourself. Thanks for watching and dare to make a difference.